Hanging by a Thread, a Needlecraft Mystery by Monica Ferris, narrated by Susan Boyce. Chapter 1. It was just after 1 on a dreary late October day. Betsy had enjoyed September with its crisp, apple-scented air, and early October, when the trees formed immense bouquets of bright autumn colors. She even liked it now, when her little town of Excelsior was seen through a waving crosshatch of bare tree limbs as a strong wind ripped low-hanging clouds to tatters. It made her feel daring to go out in it, and grateful to come into a dry, heated place of her own. Though Halloween was still a week away, last night it had snowed. The snow had turned to sleet and then rain. Autumn, stripped of its gaudy garments, was being hustled off the stage as Puritan Winter entered Stage North. Today was Monday, and the Monday Bunch was in session around the library table in the middle of the floor of Betsy's needlework shop, Cruel World. An informal club of stitchers and gossips, there were 5 present this afternoon. Alice Scoglin, Martha Winters, young Emily Haim, newcomer Brashada Reynolds, and Comfort Leckie. Chief Clerk Godwin was presiding and shamelessly encouraging the gossip. He was a slender, handsome young man with bright blonde hair cropped short and a carefully nurtured golden tan. "Arnie Thorson should be ashamed of himself," he said. "That girl is young enough to be his granddaughter." Comfort, a widow in her late 70s who didn't look a day over 60, said, "She seems happy enough." She peered closer at her work, a cross-stitch pattern of flowers. "Doggone, it takes..."